I gave birth with no complications. I had reliable child care. I wasn't experiencing postpartum sadness or anxiety. I was checking things off my list at work, albeit sometimes because I was finishing them in the evening. I'd also done this before, but as soon as my friend said it, I felt relief. Of course, those two words, so matter-of-fact, validated an experience I didn't fully realize I was having. If you ask whether a woman has bounced back after pregnancy, people know what you mean. Has she, after carrying and delivering a baby, returned to her previous size and shape? The question is not just shallow. It's lazy, focusing on what can be ascertained with a glance. Less discussed, and harder to answer, is whether a new mom has bounced back in other ways, between changing hormones, erratic sleep, and trying to keep alive a brand new human while relying on trial, error, and Google. What does okay even mean? But unspoken as it may be, the expectation for many women is that at a time when you're just trying to hold it all together, you must somehow figure out how to pick up where you left off. Some of the pressure is societal. For women fortunate enough to have time off, once you go back to work, you're right back in it. The fact that your baby is cluster feeding or staging a sleep strike is not really an excuse for missing a deadline. But the haze of new motherhood has a way of warping your own perception of what you should be able to handle. When getting through the day requires a certain amount of autopilot and coffee, there's not a ton of time to reflect on what caring for a new life while meeting the demands of your own is doing to you. With a passing comment, my friend helped me see my own situation more clearly. Now, when friends with young babies confess that they're struggling, even though they're getting back into routine, even though nothing is technically wrong, I tell them about the night I accidentally dined and dashed. Sometimes we need someone to assure us that things are going to be okay. Other times, what we really need to hear is that in that moment, they're not supposed to be.